But tonight we are blessed, very privileged. As soon as I came back, I knew he was in town. I just, you know, I know that because of his work with God, he's always open. I don't know how many of you have heard Pastor Felix before. Okay, some of you. Okay, most of you. He is, like you all know, he's an evangelist. He's a church planter, and God has used him mightily in the area of Gambia as a missionary. And the wife was here during the summertime, and the daughter. So he's in town for a few days and might be in and out of Cleveland. So I just thought we'll be very privileged to hear him before he gets really busy. So Pastor Felix, we are glad you're here. We thank God so much for you. So we are ready to hear what God has. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be in church tonight?
Amen.
Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm happy to be in your midst tonight. And I thank God for wonderful things that he is doing in his church. He said he will build his church and the gate of hell shall not prevail over it. And we thank God for the amazing testimony. If not for God, you know, something else will have happened. But God frustrated all the schemes of the enemy. There's no casualty. And we give him all the glory for that. You know, when the year is going to an end like this, the enemy plans evil. But because we have a covenant with God, okay, a covenant of life, he said, we shall not die, we shall live, and declare the wondrous work of God. The Lord will continue to keep all of us safe and secured in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you, sir, for the privilege to share with the church tonight. You know, I just came for a meeting in Cleveland, and this is our home anyway. There's no way this church will not be a port of call anytime we are around. And as we met, he called me. I had already left a message, and he just called me as soon as he came to town, and we met also in a meeting this afternoon. Hallelujah. One of the things that God is speaking to me these days is to know God the more. My heart's cry, my heart's desire is to know him and who he is, okay? Beyond material blessings, you know? Blessings are good. In fact, he has already promised that he will supply all our needs. And he knows what we need more than you do. Okay? But at a level in your growth and relationship with God, you even don't set your mind on material things. Just like, you know, children, when it's time for supper, you say, oh, Dad, I'm hungry. And you get biscuits or whatever you want to give to him or her. Okay? But as a child is growing, you see, there are some menial things that is no longer a concern, okay? And my heart desire is to know him and the power of his resurrection. And at times I say, God, what do you want me to do for you? Okay? What exactly is your plan and purpose for my life? And different attributes of God that we need to know as we are growing in our Christian, running this Christian race. You need to know different attributes of God, who he is, okay? And one of the lessons that he taught me, which I would like to share with you, is to know God as a prayer answering God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you know God as a prayer answering God, prayer becomes a delight. you look forward to the time of prayer, the time of fellowship with them. You know, it's not a religious duty, but a time of communion with them is a delight to you. Okay? And God answers prayers. Well, I know this is a praying ministry, and you have a lot of testimonies, okay, of what God has done through your prayers and intercession in this place. But I just want to stress again to you that we serve a God that answers prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Quickly turn your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah 33, and we read from verse 1 to 3. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. The word of God came to him right there in prison. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. Amen. Jeremiah had a powerful revelation about God right there in the prison. God was stressing to him that is a God that answers prayer. He said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So we serve a God that answers prayers, and there is nothing difficult for him to do. Hallelujah. Absolutely nothing difficult for God to do. Okay? Both menial things to you, both mighty things, things that human mind cannot even fathom, God is able to do it if we will call upon him. Hallelujah. Amen. There is nothing spoiled that God cannot make right. Hallelujah. That is the God we serve. He's an awesome God. He's a prayer-answering God. Well, if we take time to pray, we discover that many physical battles we engage in, God will have handled them. Okay? He will have handled it. He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Okay? Just see me in action. Hallelujah. And by the time God deal with the situation, it could be anything, it could be anybody. In fact, you will even feel sorry for such people. Say, God, I didn't ask you to go to that extent. By the time God takes over your battle. Hallelujah. So he says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know. Psalm 65, verse 2. Let's quickly read the book of Psalms, chapter 65. The Bible says, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. God is the God that hears prayers. He makes the ear. He's not deaf. He makes the eyes. He's not blind. He makes the mouth. He's not dumb. So he hears prayers. Prayer of his children is always attentive to our cry. There's no prayer that his children pray unto him that he does not hear. So don't feel that, oh, God has abandoned me. I have cried. nothing is forthcoming. He hears and is preparing something great for you. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
God hears prayers. Okay? And as I said, he's a father and he's a loving father. He's not an irresponsible father. Okay? So, he hears prayers and he said he's going to show you great and mighty things that will blow your mind if you will learn to cry unto him and call upon him concerning that situation. Remember I said nothing spoil that God cannot make right. Okay? We have astonishing testimonies in the scriptures, okay, of people that cried unto God and he answered them and intervened in their situation, okay? And as children of God, we don't have any other person or God we can call upon. In the moment of trials, in the moment of temptations, in the moment of need, okay, we don't have any other God. Okay? And so we must learn to cry unto him. As he has said that, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you don't know. And all we need is God. You don't need more than God in this life. You don't need more than God. And that's why you will do yourself a whole world of good if you seek to know this God very well. Okay? You don't need more than God. To succeed in life, you don't need more than God. Okay? Not to be part of the reward of the wicked, you don't need more than God. Look at this world we are living in now. It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world. Why? Because the end is drawing near. It is only God that we could see us through. Okay? The whole world wants to be in America. But you know that America is getting unsafe every day. So how do you get safe and secured in an environment like this? It is only God. It's not the U.S. Army that is known all over the world as the most powerful. It's not. It is God. It is God. And that is why we need to call unto him. Maintain a constant fellowship with him. Amen. All we need is God, and prayer brings us God. Prayer brings us God. It makes God to show up. Say, yes, my son is calling. What is happening there? Just like if your little daughter is having a crisis and shout, daddy, daddy, you jump up from whatever you are doing or wherever you are to rush him. So if we learn to call upon him, God show up. Just like Patrick Johnstone, the co-writer of Operation World, he said, when men pray, God works. When men pray, God works. So if you want to see God in action, just pray unto him. Commit the issue into his hand and go and rest. Okay? So it is very important we need to understand that. The battle of your life, you can't do it alone. You can't even handle it. Why don't you hand it over unto God? Okay? Your tomorrow. Why don't you hand it over unto God? Your nation. Why don't you hand it over unto God? Even the politician could be crazy, playing into the hand of the devil. But why don't you cry unto God and let God hold the destiny of the nation, okay? So that the nation will not go down. Hallelujah. One old saint, C.H. Spurgeon, said, prayer is the slender nerve that connects the muscles of the omnipotence. Okay? Prayer, coming from a tiny child of God, is the slender nerves that moves the muscle of the omnipotence. You know, if this little child call upon God, God will arise and shake himself. My daughter is calling me. Okay? And he showed up to deal with the enemy. So why don't you rely on that? Why do you want to fight your own battle? Okay? Why don't you depend upon him? Okay? Why do you want to take decision based on your own feeling? Why don't you call upon God and hand the matter over to him? A child misbehaving, why don't you commit his soul or her soul into the hand of God? Business is not doing very fine, why don't you just hand it over into God's hand? Okay? Your health is failing. The great physician is there. Okay? Why don't you pray? Say, Lord, I abandon myself unto you. If you can't do it, nobody else could. Okay? And you discover that one day you just walk out of that sickness into a divine health. Hallelujah. So prayer, our God is a prayer answering God. And God regards the prayer of his children very much. He doesn't joke with it. Sweet hour of prayer, God doesn't joke with it. And I need to let you know also that the prayer of the right upright is his delight. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Let's quickly read Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. I know it's a Bible study, but it's a teaching, a study on prayer too. I know you have been having that here because you have a praying pastor. So, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. God always looks forward to the time when the upright will pray unto him. Okay? He's looking forward to the time. Okay? The prayer of the wicked, he says, is an abomination. Who are the wicked? The wicked, they are those who refuse to acknowledge Jesus as the Lord, their Lord and Savior. The wicked are those who perpetually take pleasure in practicing sin and unrighteousness. Okay? But if you are a child of God, you have been made just. Okay? You have been made righteous by the work of redemption that Jesus did. You are upright. And he said, your prayer is a delight. It's a delight to him. So why don't you take advantage of that and just continue to enjoy the presence of God, even in this crooked and wicked world. Hallelujah. As much as we all know that prayer is as potent as God, you will quite agree with me that we praise and it's like, we pray and it's like we didn't get answer. Okay? I've prayed and it's like nothing was happening. Okay? At times, it's like the prayer is aggravating the situation. Has it happened to you like that before? Have experienced it? It's like my prayer is compounding the problem. Okay? When it happens like that, we need to check up. I don't like to deceive myself. I'm not a religious folk. Okay? I sit down, do the calculus. What's happening? Is this sin in my life? Okay? Or there is a devil to deal with that is trying to hinder it? God, are you going to be a liar to me? I think one of the saints says so. I think Jeremiah. Say, why is my pain perpetual? Okay? He said, God, what is happening here? Why is the situation not changing? I've asked God several times concerning the nation where I come from, Nigeria. Say, God, we have been part of the prayer movement for many years. And at times, it's like our prayer is aggravating the situation. And say, God, you want to do something? Why are the wicked prospering? And the righteous are really at the last end of the stick. I said, no. I see. I heard your prayers. I'm working something. Fundamental problem require fundamental solution. Okay? By the time God deal with all the problem, he will uproot them. So that they won't grow again. Hallelujah. So, but we need to understand how God, the prayer that God answers. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22 to 33. Proverbs chapter 1. It's very important we understand this so that as you call upon God, you get answer. It delights you. Okay? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Knowledge is important. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my ways unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and will none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Hallelujah. Let me pause there. The same God has said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 1 to 3, say, call upon unto me, and I will answer you. He's not speaking here too, that when you call upon me, I will not answer. Why? Is scripture contradicting itself? No. Before prayers are answered, there are conditions. Okay? It makes no sense to think that we can live like the devil and expect God to answer our prayers. It's not possible. Does it make any sense? Amen. So this is a time to clean up our hearts. Okay? To clean up our lives. If you continue in verse 29, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. You see, the fear of the Lord is disappearing or has disappeared from this world. Evil is being called good. And good is being called evil. They will none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearken unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Praise the Lord. You want God to hear your prayers? Not only your prayer, your prayers for other people. We need to pay attention to this. The fear of the Lord is to depart from iniquity. Okay? You cannot sleep on Delilah's bosom and find yourself in on Delilah's lap and find yourself in Abraham's bosom. It doesn't happen like that. Otherwise, it is no longer God. Okay? He cannot bend the standard for anybody, whether black or white or yellow. Okay? So we need to get our hacks together. And especially in the society where we are living, it's a dangerous time. This is a dangerous time for this nation. And the remnants should just begin to eat up the fire, stoke the fire, for it to become flame before the whole thing goes down. Hallelujah. God is not a respecter of person. If you read history, there have been empires, great empires. British Empire span all over the world. But where is the influence today? Okay? They are always afraid of the terrorists. Okay? In fact, they need this nation. Their boldness is tied to this nation. Okay? Where are the Persian Empire, Assyrian Empire? Because the knowledge of God has disappeared. Evil is being called good. Good is being called evil. But we are the ones that we pray. This nation play a key role in the plan and program of God this end time. It must not go down. And that's one of the things we champion, even in our own non-organization. We just like this, I think Brother Andrew, he said every citizen of the world has two countries. He said the country of their birth and America. Why? Because America will stand up for any minority tribe anywhere in the world that is being oppressed. Okay? So that's why I believe this nation must not go down. If it will not go down, we need to pray out some wicked, ungodly, satanic politician that determine what happens in this nation. We must not fold our hand. Otherwise, if it goes down, we go down with it. Hallelujah. And who are the last hope is the church. Honestly, the last hope for this nation and for any nation is the church. And that the church is also going astray. That's the truth. But we that could still hear the heartbeat of the Almighty God, we need to sound the alarm. We must not keep quiet. And thank God for the great work of prayer movement that this ministry have been championing. It's a great work. Honestly, it's a great work. It might not be the loudest noise in the nation, but this is the engine room that is keeping this nation. So the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. But we that we call upon God, we need to get our act together. Okay? Wherever we are, the fear of God must be seen in us. People must see us as different. We can't live like them. We can't. If God of heaven will intervene, it's the prayer of the righteous that will bring God. Okay? He said, if anybody turn his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. It's a terrible thing. Okay? So you could see some people praying everywhere. Is God answering the prayer? It's just some of it are religious exercise. Okay? It's just a religious exercise. And oh, we pray today. And the nation is going down. But if we will call upon God, it could just be few people like this that we make God to move. Say, instead of judgment, God, you cannot judge this nation. Look at the effort of the people, the founding fathers. Look at the way this nation have worked with you I've taken the gospel to all over the world. But some crazy politicians are covenanting the destiny of this nation to the devil, but we refuse them. When we cry unto God like that, God will intervene. He will sack the regime that is ungodly. Okay? It's not politics. And he will bring God-fearing leader who will lead the nation back to God. Okay? But if we don't pray, it's just a matter of time. Al-Qaeda is in the corner. The Taliban are in the corner. Okay, the Islamists are there. They have an agenda, okay, that they receive from Allah. And nothing, they are ready to die to fulfill that agenda. You can't fight them with guns. They have wearied the most powerful military force on the earth. And they are looking for exit strategy in all this nation. I mean, America is looking for exit strategy. They did that in Iraq, Somalia, because these are people who are ready to die to carry out satanic agenda. You know, it is in the place of prayer that we can defeat them. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me just begin to close. Many things to say, but I believe we are people of understanding. God, we have examples of divine intervention, 2 Chronicles 21 to 27, when some nations came to attack the nation of Judah, and they cried unto God. They said, we don't know what to do. We can't defeat this army, but our eyes are on you. And as they were praying and seeking God with their little ones, the word of the Lord came. He said, don't be afraid of them. You don't need to fight this battle. Just appoint singers and begin to worship me. And as they are worshiping God, God sent ambushment against the enemies. And they all became dead people. A lot of divine intervention in the situation of men. And Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to 10, when the wicked king Herod killed James and he held Peter, okay, wanted to kill him. And the church began to pray. They called upon God. And miraculously, God delivered Peter from his hand. The Lord will deliver this nation from the hand of the wicked ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God will begin to change people that will change things when we call upon him. And that's the word for this nation. When we call upon God in spirit and in truth, God will begin to change the people that will change this nation. Hallelujah. As it is, the politicians, they are taking this nation out of God, okay, into humanism, into secularism, okay? They are removing anything of God systematically, okay? But when we begin to pray, God will remove those that are not supposed to be there, okay? And he will put the people that are supposed to be there that will change things. They used to say that the people that make pencil make eraser. Huh? Was it not there that the nation is under God before? But some satanic people came with political correctness and they erase all those things. So God can bring people also who will come and erase all the things they have done and lead the nation back to God. So we need to pray. And even for your own life too. Your life is precious to God. Your life is precious to God. You need to understand that your God answers prayer. And no devil can kill you. Hallelujah. That's the boldness and confidence I have. Okay? That no matter what happened, I'm never afraid. I travel a lot. I'm just on the move as a missionary. But even traveling across the rebels' territory in Africa, I don't fear, because I know if it is God that is sending me, can a human being stop me?
No.
Can a human being bring the plane down, or the devil bring the plane down? No. Even if it is on a broken board like Paul, I will arrive. You will arrive in Jesus' name. Okay? You will arrive. Can sickness kill me? No. He couldn't. Look at Jesus Christ. With his heavy schedule, was there any day they said he was sick? No. With the most anxious condition, bubbling with health. Okay? So, when you learn to pray, can you be so broke that you'll be declared bankrupt? No. If the Lord is with you, even if you are neck deep in debt, God can do something. Hallelujah. If you will pray and believe him for it. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Remember, prayer can be an anxiety thing to you. If you know the heart of prayer, if you know that your God answers, he answers you on this, it will be a delight for you to seek him the next one. Okay? But if nothing changes, it's a burden. Okay? But as I believe that as we are going towards the end of the year, okay, our prayer life will change. Not even only corporate one. You'll be a prayer warrior in your closet. Okay? You'll be a prayer warrior in your closet. Prayer becomes a delight to you every day. It becomes your food. Look at Jesus Christ. You know, prayer was his delight. A great while before day, he will wake up to seek to commune with his Father. Okay? They said, this disciple said, Master, won't you eat? He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his course. It can be. God wants to make us powerhouses. Hallelujah. To be intercessors who will shake nations. Okay? But if our prayer life has not gone beyond our individual, how could you now pray against the evil regime in Somalia? Will it even be a burden to you? How will you pray against the Boko Haram in Nigeria? Say, Lord, just let host of heaven begin to fight against them. Praise the Lord. My time is up, so I want us to be on our feet as we just pray. The first prayer you are going to pray tonight is, Lord, make me a spiritual house. Lord, make me a house you will dwell in. Lord, make me an instrument of change in the name of Jesus. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. There must be a change to your prayer life as from tonight. Said, I've set you as a watchman over this land. God is setting you as a watchman over this nation, over this community. You must not be here and the drug addicts are having a field day. You must not be here and the politicians are just going crazy every day, taking God out of our lives. Pray that the Lord will make you an instrument of change, a prayer house, in the name of Jesus. Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. Lord, mighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, mighty, just pray. Your prayer life must radically change as from tonight. Lord Almighty, make us pray in the name of Jesus. Let your life prayer, O God, be transformed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to pray. Let's intercede for this nation. I carry a burden for America on my heart. Okay? I want us to pray that the Lord will give us leaders like David that we serve God's interest in this nation. Okay? Let's pray that the Lord will give us a leader like Josiah who will carry out a reform in this nation. I want us to begin to call upon God. This is not politics. It's about the kingdom of God. Lord, give us leaders that fear you. O Lord, that we rule according to your fear. O God, Lord, just intervene. Lord, remove all the agents of the devil. Lord, that wants to take you out of our national life. Intervene, O God, in Jesus' name. Lord Almighty, we pray unto you that you give us godly men and women at the position of leadership in this nation. In the name of Jesus, that we take this nation back to God. Lord Almighty, just do it for us. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for us, Lord. Intervene, O God. Lord Almighty, we pray that from the presidency to the council, O Lord, we just pray you give us leaders, political leaders, that will fear you, that will love you in the name of Jesus, that will take this nation back to you. O Lord, that will not permit the counsel of the devil in this nation. We thank you because you have heard us. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to pray for yourself. I don't know the areas the enemy have been dealing with you. Is it in your health? Is it in your finances? Is it in the life of your children? Whatever, cry unto God tonight that the Lord will arise and not let all the enemies of your life be scattered. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. He said, I will be an enemy to your enemies. I will be an adversary to your adversary. Anything that doesn't want your life to be full, pray that the Lord will begin to deal with them. He said, vengeance is mine, I will avenge. Hand the battle over to him. Is this sickness or diseases? Pray that the Lord will uproot them in the name of Jesus. Say, every tree my father has not planted shall be rooted up. Is in the area of your finances, you are having a rough time financially. Pray that the Lord will intervene in the name of Jesus. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be declared bankrupt in the name of Jesus. Pray that help will come from above. Said, I will lift up my eyes unto the east, from whence come my help. My help will come from God who makes the heaven and the earth. O Lord Almighty, intervene, O God, in the situation of your children. Lord, let there be a divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Let there be a divine intervention. O Lord, answer all our cries tonight. In the name of Jesus, answer every cry tonight, Lord. Lord, let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. We believe you. We believe you. We trust you. Let's begin to give thanks to God. Let's appreciate him. Oh, Father, we bless you. What a mighty God you have. What a loving God you have. What a prayer answering God you have. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord. We celebrate your goodness because you are a loving Father. There is none like unto you. You are the Most High God, Lord. You are the Most High God, Lord. Thank you, Father. We have a Father. Oh, Lord, and you are our Father, the Almighty Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because it's given, Jesus Christ, His Son, and now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am brave,
yes,
because of what the Lord has done for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! I thought you were just blessed. Hallelujah.
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 It just sounds like we have not received.